An Innisfil man accused of numerous sex-related charges appears set to take a guilty plea. Curtis Gamble, 21, made his intentions known during an appearance in a Barrie courtroom January 2. He is supposed to appear in court again later in January. Gamble faces counts of child luring, failing to comply with a release order, possession of child pornography, sexual assault, sexual interference, sexual touching, and transmission of sexual material. Nottawasaga OPP announced they had arrested Gamble, then 19, in an April 2022 news release, suggesting their investigation allegedly revealed numerous incidents involving three young female victims had taken place. The victims were all contacted and befriended on social media, via the platforms Instagram, Discord, Xbox Live and Snapchat, through online username, EmptyGoatDemon, police said at the time. Police also said they believed there were more victims. The members of the Nottawasaga OPP Major Crime Unit are often tasked to investigate serious offenses against persons, said Det. SGT. Sarah Vance in the release. The unit is dedicated to ensuring the safety and well-being of victims of crime while offering them assistance throughout both the investigative and court processes. If you or someone you know has been the victim of a crime, please do not hesitate to contact the police for assistance. Officers are trained to support victims during what is often the most difficult time of their lives. Then, in June 2022, York Regional Police confirmed they had charged Gamble on May 31 of that year with numerous offenses related to a sexual assault investigation, where several female victims came forward to report incidents that allegedly happened between late May 2020 and May 2022. When the incidents are said to have occurred, the victims ranged in age from 16 to 20. Finally, in November 2022, South Simcoe police charged Gamble, in relation to a luring and sexual assault investigation, where he was accused of befriending the victim, who was under 18 years old, using social media. The allegations have not been tested in court. Evidence presented in court is protected under a publication ban, including the complainant's identities.